Hello, good evening. I am back again with another episode of Aaj Maine Kya Sikha. I think there are so many things which we learn in one day in so many ways. And I think one of the major thing is just letting it go. Just be an observer. Just see what exactly is happening. But don't get attached to that thing. For some people, it may be very difficult. For some people, it may be very easy, because they have been into the path, the journey, where they see that, yes, we have come here just like an observer, just like a person who is playing their role, who is just doing their own part. And once the part is done, life is over. So today I'm here just to tell you that this life is really beautiful. This life is really fantastic. It's a bliss. It's a bliss. But we will only be able to feel the bliss when we will be ready to face it. See, just like the spices add some taste to the food, emotions also do the same thing. If we are only happy and only happy and only happy, will we be able to understand what exactly sadness is? Or if we reciprocate that thing, or we just think that, okay, we are only sad, only sad, only sad, only sad, only sad, and we don't know what exactly happiness is? Will that make any sense? So the point is, why cannot we accept the sadness? Why cannot we accept the grief? Why cannot we accept the pain? If we can accept happiness, if we can accept blissfulness, if we can accept joyfulness, if we can accept the enthusiasm, the excitement, why not the other parts of these emotions? Because everything is happening at your end. Everything which you are going through, it is happening to you only. The other person is just playing a role of being a catalyst. That person is just a medium. But again, you will only be able to come to this awareness when you choose to be that aware, when you feel and connect to yourself and understand that, yes, I am seeing this emotion, I am acknowledging this emotion, I am accepting this emotion, and I am letting it go. Because the more you will be running from the emotions, the more they will follow you. And the moment you hold yourself, take a pause, look back to the emotion. It can be any. It can be anger, it can be grief, it can be sadness, it can be agitation, it can be frustration. Just look at it and say, I see you. I acknowledge you. I know you are here to teach me something. And I'm ready to get the learning, take the lessons, and go ahead in my life. There is no use of just staying over there in that particular moment for years. I see people who are not able to move ahead in their life. And they are not able to move ahead in their life because they have went through such a traumatic experience. I completely understand. It's so painful. It's really painful to have a traumatic life. It's very painful to have a traumatic experience. But again, isn't it important to move ahead? You just need to support yourself. You just need to love yourself. You don't need to lose yourself. You need to love yourself. So are you choosing yourself to love and get loved, or you're choosing to lose yourself and be lost? Because what you think and how you behave with yourself is the same way others are going to do with you. If you love yourself, if you keep yourself on priority, other people are also going to keep you on their priority. And if you're not loving yourself, will you be able to attract love from others? Not at all. These are few things which we need to keep in our minds. And yes, we will meet again with our next video or maybe audio. Till then, take care of yourself. Stay happy, stay blessed, stay blissful. Bye-bye.